This is a Radio Resistance News Break, January 25th, 2024. The death toll in Gaza is now approaching 26,000 people. It's not just a number. These are actual humans being killed and maimed by U.S. bombs and bullets fired by Israelis at Palestinians. Many thousands of children are now orphans. Many thousands of parents have watched their children killed, wounded, and permanently damaged by Israel's war and U.S. weapons. Millions have no water, no food, no shelter. It's a literal nightmare for these people, and yet there is no limit to the amount of suffering Biden is willing to inflict on Palestinian people. In other news this week, the trial began and ended in Michigan against a neo-Nazi member of a violent hate group called The Base. The defendant is Nathan Whedon. The federal government is charging Whedon with crimes related to the 2019 vandalism of the Temple Jacobs Synagogue in Hancock, Michigan. Whedon is facing two charges. Count one of the indictment is conspiracy against rights. Count two is damage to religious property. 10 years is the maximum sentence if convicted of count one, conspiracy against rights. Count two carries a sentence of up to 1 year. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, The Base is an anti-Semitic white nationalist network that trains members in survivalism and paramilitary skills to prepare them to mount an armed resistance against the government. Here's what happened. According to the government, in September 2019, The Base leadership and members conspired to engage in a widespread vandalism campaign and destruction of property to demonstrate the strength of their white nationalist organization. The Base leadership told members to slash tires, smash windows, and, quote, burn whatever you please. Between September 20th and September 30th, 2019, Whedon didn't wait until the 30th. He vandalized the Temple Jacob on September 20th, 2019, according to the government's case. Eventually, more than a year later, the FBI interviewed Whedon about the vandalism in October 2020. The FBI said that Whedon admitted to vandalizing the synagogue, but said he wouldn't tell them anything without some sort of deal. No deal apparently materialized, and then mysteriously in June 2021, Whedon sends the FBI a handwritten letter offering to become a confidential informant, according to the government's court filings. I would like to inquire on the matter of employment as a confidential informant, is how Whedon's letter started. One FBI agent testified that he'd never seen anyone send a letter like that. But it doesn't appear that Whedon ended up being an informant. Eventually, Whedon was offered a deal, but he chose to go to trial instead. The government called several witnesses, including the FBI agents who interviewed Whedon, as well as a former member of The Base. Yusef Baresna was a member of the same neo-Nazi cell as Whedon in 2019. Baresna has already been convicted of defacing a synagogue in Wisconsin around the same time that the Temple Jacob was vandalized. Baresna pleaded guilty in 2020 and is out on bond awaiting sentencing. He testified about what Whedon and the group's activities were before and after the incident at the Temple Jacob Synagogue. According to local reporting by the Daily Mining Gazette, the prosecution and the defense rest. It doesn't appear that defense made a defense other than to cross-examine prosecution witnesses. Closing arguments are expected to be heard on Friday, January 26th. Thank you for listening to Radio Resistance. Please visit AntifaDocket.com for the latest court documents. And tell everyone to visit radio.antifadocket.com to listen to this amazing radio station. If you're a musician and you'd like to get some of your tunes on here, send them our way.